Now, of course, a lot of us, like Ron Hall, dread winter, the long dark nights, the short days, the cold, the ice. Many of us suffer from seasonal affective disorder, and even more of us claim that we suffer from seasonal affective disorder. But our winter is really nothing compared to Denmark, which is, by a number of different calculations, the happiest nation on earth. So to find out the secret to winter happiness from the Danes, we've gotten in touch with two Danes who are living in Iowa right now. Lottie Hansen is library and genealogy assistant at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Hi, Lotta.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anna Mehta is also at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhart. She is exhibitions department assistant there right now. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Thank you both so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
And now I'm going to let you, Anna, you can say the concept that we're going to be talking about here, because I've tried to say it and I can't quite get it right. But tell us the name of this idea of winter happiness.
Well, it's not only in the wintertime, but we have this concept of hygge.
Hygge.
Yeah.
All right. And I know that some people translate that as meaning coziness, but that sounds like that doesn't really cut it. Can you try to give me a definition? Describe it for me?
Well, it is kind of difficult to give an exact definition of it, because it's a lot of things can be hyggeligt. So you can have hygge and stuff can be hyggelig. So a hyggeligt moment could be when you're in your house in the winter and you light up some candles and you're inside with your friends or family and just having a good time.
All right. And Lotta, can you add to that and maybe give us another example?
Yeah, well, hygge is mostly a feeling, and it's something you kind of have to experience to know what it is. And yeah, you can have a hyggelig time with your family and friends, but you could also have a hyggelig time just sitting alone, reading or listening to music you like and doing whatever you really like to do and just experiencing this feeling.
All right. And is it also about how you treat other people?
Well, I mean, kind of, because to have a hyggelig time, you, of course, have to have a good time with people. And you can say that a person is hyggelig because you have nice times with that person.
All right. So. And can you give me an example of some of the ways in the wintertime? Because your winters are longer and darker than ours. Your shortest days are about 6 hours. Our shortest days are about 9 hours. And we feel like that is really short. So can you give me an example of some of the ways that you would create this feeling in your life in the wintertime when it's hard not to get so much sun?
Yeah, well, mostly it's, you know, during the evening when you have time, you can sit with your family or friends and you can drink hot chocolate or warm tea and have candles around and just sit talking. I mean, it doesn't take much to have a hyggelig time. It's just, you know, it's just something you kind of create and you all feel it. And especially Christmas can be a hyggelig time because you're with your family and you're eating, also just eating a nice dinner together and just sitting at the table for a few hours and talking to each other and, you know, just spending time together. And yeah, live candles is really, it's also very hyggelig.
Right.
We use that a lot during the winter time.
And Anna, do people in Denmark complain about the winter?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like we just walk around all the time and are happy, happy people. We complain too. But I think you can describe it as kind of like a state of mind that you just agree upon. Now we're going to have a hyggelig time. We know that winter isn't that nice all the time and it's cold and it's wet. But I think people try not to to get that affected by it. We have people who get depressed in the winter time too because of the lack of sun and the darkness and everything. But I think we have this idea that we have to do the best we can with the time that we have, I guess.
All right. So it's sort of an attitude difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you've both been in Iowa for a while. Lotta, how long have you been here?
Since September.
All right.
September.
And Anna, how long have you been here?
I've been in Iowa since the end of August.
Okay. Now, of course, there are a lot of people from Denmark who settled Iowa. There are people who try to keep Danish culture alive in the state of Iowa. Have you, either one of you, felt a hugely moment in Iowa since you've been here?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of hugely moments here. We live in Elkhorn, which is very much affected by Danish culture. And I think one of the things they're trying to emphasize on is also to have like events and make them hugely in a way, to gather people. And I think it's important to explain that I don't think it's that to have a hugely time you have to be Danish at all. It's something that everyone can do. It's just you have to have the right approach to it, but people in Iowa can definitely do it too. And I think we just often have a hugely time at our house, just as we would in Denmark too.
Well, when you talk about spending the evenings with the candles and with friends and hot chocolate and good company, I think now a lot of us spend winter evenings keeping cozy on the couch watching television. Can television be a part of a hugely moment, or does it have to be something where you're actually interacting with each other?
No, it definitely. We have a lot of hugely moments in front of the television, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can definitely do that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's easier to have a real hugely time if you actually talk to each other, too. But you don't have to.
All right.
It's just a feeling. I mean, you can always feel it. I mean, there doesn't have to be, like Annemette also said, that you don't have to do anything specific. It's just, you know, just having the feeling. You can get it by watching TV if you really enjoy that. So, yeah.
And you mentioned hot cocoa. Are there other kinds of foods that seem to be part of these hugely moments for you?
Yeah, often candy or cake. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the bad thing. Often it's unhealthy stuff you connect with hygge.
Right, things that we would call comfort food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Warm, fattening.
Yeah.
Delicious. So, but you mentioned this is not just something that you experience in the wintertime in Denmark. And, of course, the fact that many people consider Denmark to be the happiest nation in the world doesn't just mean that they're happier during the winter time, but all year round. So during the summer, what are some things that you would consider to be hugely?
I think a good example is a barbecue in the garden,
yeah,
or in a park if you live in the city, and just get up with your friends to a very informal evening, maybe drinking a couple of beers or something like that. Alcohol doesn't have to be included, but sometimes it helps.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you have a great time, do you say something like, oh, what a hugely evening?
Yeah, we often do that.
Right,
we use it really often when we speak. So that's why it's also kind of difficult over here, because then we want to express this, but how do we say it?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just need to adopt it, and then we can
that
all...
That would be nice.
We'll all be on the same page. Well, and you're both going back to Denmark very soon, right?
Yes.
All right, in just a week or so?
I'm going Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really soon.
All right, and then Anna, you're going shortly after.
The following Saturday.
All right, well, I hope you've both enjoyed your time in Iowa. Safe
we
travels.
Have.
And enjoy the rest of the winter in Denmark.
I hope
that it's hugely.
Thank you.
Lotta Hansen, Library and Genealogy Assistant at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Anna Mehta, also at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. She's Exhibitions Department Assistant. And this is a song that they chose for its hugely feeling.
About you. Thank God for this beautiful view. I recall you took me swimming. The sea was dark and cold. You'd been there many times before, with many different girls, I've been told. But what's the
Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Love him for his lies.